On Soliciting Means from Unbelievers, 1908. There is a work to be done in our world. In all parts of the globe, the message is to be carried. And as we understand the word of the Lord, we say to our people, Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon thee. We call upon our people to present before those who have means that are in banks or in speculative lines, to approach these wealthy men and wealthy women, great men and rulers, and men who have means. Let those who are capable of taking in the whole question have encouragement to set the case before those who have the means in their power to help advance the work of God, and who have been entrusted with the Lord's goods. Show them that our mission and work is to prepare a people in all parts of the world to stand before God, the great giver of all talents of means. We have neglected a most important work in not appealing directly to those to whom He has entrusted His goods. The Lord has instructed me to give the words of warning to those in the highways, and this means to us that we have a special message to bring directly before the men to whom the means have been entrusted. The largest numbers who have wealth and can do a good work in helping with the various necessities in giving the gospel to all the nationalities have not felt amenable to the Lord to use the means that is in their possession to advance the truth of the word by bearing a message to the very men who have the earthly treasure. Read Matthew chapter 4. Jesus was the great medical missionary to our world, and when the light of health reform was opened before us, I was given decided testimonies that this class of work of preparing sanitariums must be taken up by our people who have accepted the light in regard to the discarding of poisonous drugs and using the Lord's simple means in various lines. We must discard the poisonous drug medications. Some of our physicians do not realize that they need not use poisonous drugs at all, and that we should be true to the message of truth. How to treat the sick with the simple remedies, such as water used intelligently in various ways, will be turned to the best account as a great blessing. We should give the men who have means the light in establishing health institutions that call the people in from the highways. Those were specified to me as the class of men who have the handling of the Lord's goods. We are to make our appeals to these men, for our sanitariums must be multiplied and well equipped with facilities. Proper persons should open the way to set before the ones specified as those who must have the precious truth set before them. They are invited to take up the work as the Lord's appointed financiers, to use the Lord's entrusted capital. They should extend their invitation to the wealthy class. In our large cities should be those who will help the advancement of the work in retired localities near the cities and provide the facilities to furnish these institutions with conveniences to properly care for and treat sick patients. These institutions have been offered the people. The sanitariums must be thoroughly equipped to do justice and have the sick have the best opportunities. I am instructed that our people should lay the situation before the moneyed men and secure from them gifts of means for convenience in purchasing buildings. Invite these men who have the Lord's money to help fit up these institutions. They should become well acquainted with the good that these institutions are accomplishing. We have been instructed that in the providence of God, buildings will be offered below their cost, and we should consider it to be in the providence of God and should thankfully receive the instruction to purchase when there was not the means in sight. And although the showing, as far as means is concerned, was not in sight, many arguments were brought in that it is not a possible thing to obtain the means. But we have gone straight ahead. My message was, walk out by faith. And now it has been necessary to invest means to adapt the buildings to carry the work, and debts have been incurred, and some of our believing people in the work have expressed great concern. There has been a message given me to go to sensible men who have means and secure their gifts and free will offerings, that we shall not be trammeled with hiring means and paying interest. There are men who bear the responsibilities of the Lord's means in trust, and when the subject is opened before them, they will see that it is sensible and a privilege to return to the Lord his own entrusted capital to help in this sanitarium work of employing physicians. For we must have them in order to use intelligently the advantages of our sanitariums. These buildings have opened in various cities, in retired areas, not in the busy parts where noise and confusion would be an injury to the nervous, suffering ones. The Lord has given me light as to what we should do for every opening in favorable localities. Walking out by faith has brought great blessings in receiving means to advance. These institutions, in having to be fitted up, have left debts. I will now advise our brethren to give the message to those in the highways and to those in the hedges as well, that shall clear off this indebtedness. We do invite our rich men, who believe the truth, to continue your offerings, for it costs to run such an institution. I do unite my voice and pen in calling for all who have means to help us, for it is the entrusted capital of the Lord, and it is His means. When He calls for that means, it is for your present and eternal good to render to God in just such work as donations that God calls for to help in these opportunities. Matthew, 9th chapter, is very interesting. Take this chapter. We receive all classes into our sanitariums, and the poor and suffering ones are all labored for. This, chapter 10, is full of excellent instruction. Matthew 10. Let all who can who are not believers consider that it is for your present and eternal good. Matthew 13, verse 38. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. But many tares will be converted. Verse 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears, let him hear. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hid in a field, which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Verses 43 to 46. We do now entreat our wise workmen to present the privilege of verses 51, 52. The Lord has now presented me with the opportunity to invite those to whom the Lord has entrusted his goods in intelligent knowledge to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. Verse 52. We call now for especial donations, for those in the highways to make their gifts, so that our sanitariums shall be relieved of the burden that they carry of indebtedness. We hope and pray that many may take their position with us to believe the whole truth before the year 1908 shall close. There are the colored people who have need of help, and may the faithful stewards do their work given them of God to help now. There are missionaries that are zealously at work in foreign fields, and the workers have to be supported. Thousands of dollars are being raised to do this grand missionary work. Let the believers and unbelievers be solicited to help us in the establishment of schools. Here are the terms of salvation. Matthew 16, verse 25. Let not the love of property keep anyone from turning away from Christ. Now is our time to work, and let every soul understand how best to labor in such a time as this to secure life, eternal life, in the kingdom of heaven. Let the unbeliever act his part, and believe and do the works of righteousness. All who keep the commandments in truth at this time, 1908, will make so thorough a surrender that they will be wholly on the Lord's side. Take into consideration, now is our time to work.